the dictation for continuing dictation for patient Kamon Robertson, KAMONEROBERTSON. Date of service is 4/15/2025. Date of dictation. The dictation number is 0419-001. We begin at the physical exam that was not completed before. History of presenting illness has been completed. This is a 46-year-old African-American male of average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. And patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. Patient appears to be in severe anxiety, but not lethargy. He exhibits good attitude, good demeanor, and patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, except in the skin. The patient has a several scars on the right side of the head involving the scalp and some part of the face. But they're healing with a second intention. No sutures were provided. There's no active bleeding at this time. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination reveals a severe spasm of the trapezius bilaterally and quadratus lumborum bilaterally, and with several trigger points. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from C6 to L5. With several trigger points. Most of the major spasm for quadratus lumborum, trapezius muscle, and paravertebral muscle is observed on the left side. Range of motion of the cervical spine for forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70, and the lumbar spine forward flexion is 16, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found to be negative. However, the Sputnik sign, Delmer test, was positive. The destruction test was positive. In thoracic spine, Bruce test, film test was negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kermit test was negative. Straight leg resting test was negative. Contralateral leg rest test was negative. Regard test was negative. Kemp test was negative. Levinsky sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint. Both sacroiliac joints are non-tender. However, the Faber test and consular test are positive on the left side, but rest of the testing are negative. Like Trendelenburg sign is negative, consular test and Faber test on the right side is negative, destruction test negative, compression test negative, turning flexion test was negative. Examination of the extremities, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. And also the left knee. Left shoulder and left knee have the pain, and they will be examined later on. But other extremities on the right side do not have any pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins, range of motions of all the extremities except the left shoulder and the left knee are all completely normal. The gait is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. pain in the knee is not extremely much. Shoulder examination for the left reveals that the pain level is around 10 and he is not able to lift more than 90 degrees of abduction and of forward flexion without pain. The muscle strength is 4/5. Passive motion is normal. Special tests for rotator cuff injuries were done and they are found to be positive for Hawken-Kennedy test, which is positive. Near test and speed test is positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. Distally, the wrist examination as normal with no fractures, lacerations, no tendinitis. Grip is normal. And the tenils and phalanxine are negative. And there's no atrophy of the muscles, especially thin arm muscles. Examination of the left knee reveals a generalized pain in the peripatellar region with minimal swelling. And no scars, erythema, lesions are noted. The range of motions of the left knee is normal. 135 degrees of abduction. 135 degrees of flexion and extension. Apologize. Collateral ligaments are non-tender. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior rod, posterior rod is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign are negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. There is no fracture of patella either. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 X60, S09.90 XA, 854.06 PNS, R51, R42, anxiety F41.1, F32.9, nerves M60.9, muscles M60.9, spasm of the muscles M62.838. Ligaments M54.0, upper extremities, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. In the lower extremities, pain in the left knee, M25.562. Possible medial meniscus injuries, M23.205. Or lateral meniscus injury, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.2, M54.12, S13.4, XXA, M53.82. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27 and M46.1, 6S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. The plan of care for Mr. Kamon Robertson comes from the templates. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has been ordered to have a physical therapy to begin, focusing on the affected areas 3 times per week, including chiropractic treatment, massage. He has a severe spasm in the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum muscle, which should be addressed with massage. And neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, and the left knee. Disability is provided for work, housework replacement, attended care for 7 hours, 7 days, for 2 weeks only, and transportation. Medications are provided to the patient as follows. Mobic, 7.5 milligram, 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acefax, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil, 50 milligram twice a day for GAD disorder pain relief. Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. Pyrazine, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for pain relief. Provided with Percocet for severe pain, 10 over 325 every 12 hours for 7 days. An MRI of the cervical spine and MRI of the left shoulder has been ordered to identify the damage that the patient has for the pathology. He is also provided with an injection of Toradol for pain relief. He is also provided with trigger point injection to the left trapezius muscle, where 2 trigger points were noticed, one in the cervical fiber and one at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. An injection to the left supraspinal extension was also provided, based on the severe pain that the patient was exhibiting and signs of positive Hawking Kennedy test, etc., to bring relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI or other imaging records are not available. Interventional pain procedures, we already have provided injection with the trigger points and an injection of Toradol for controlling the pain. Surgical aptness may not be considered. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not warranted. Attended care has been provided 7 hours for 2 weeks only. Caseworker is being provided. Caseworker has not been provided. Patient is not requested. Past medical records have been ordered release investigations. I have ordered a MRI of the cervical spine and the left shoulder. DMS patient is provided with the back brace. That's it. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days and direct contact. Thank you.